This week, November 26, 2013, on The Digital Story, a special edition Nimble Holiday Gift Guide for Photographers. I'll discuss 10 affordable items that are sure to please the photo hound in your life. All of this and more with yours truly, Derek Story, on The Digital Story. Welcome to the special edition, the holiday edition of The Digital Story. I have 10 items for you. And I think this is a good list. I worked pretty hard on it. Now, I'm sure there'll be a few items on here that you know. And I'm also hoping there will be a few that you don't know. Now, the way that I've set up the list, if you go to the show notes of The Digital Story at thedigitalstory.com, there'll be a little synopsis about each item. There'll be a link to buy it. And of course, it's not in all cases, because some cases I had to go to some weird spot to find it. But in most cases, it'll be an affiliate link for The Digital Story, so you can help out the show if you use that particular link. And then there'll be another link to a story about it, you know, more information, a background article. So you will be able to listen to what I say today. Just relax. You don't have to take notes. Everything is waiting for you over on the site, so you can just enjoy the show. And then if there's something that catches your fancy, just go over to the show notes, read the background article, and if you decide you like it, go ahead and use the product link. Very straightforward. We like to keep things simple here on the show. All right, let's start out with the first item. Number one on our holiday gift list for photographers is the iFi Mobi 16GB wireless memory card. Now, we would all love to have Wi-Fi. Well, not, I don't know, all of us. There's probably a few that don't. Many of us would love to have Wi-Fi in all of our cameras. The fact of the matter is, it doesn't work out that way. Sometimes we have an older camera that we really love, doesn't have Wi-Fi, or we buy a new one that, for one reason or another, either doesn't have Wi-Fi or doesn't have a good implementation of Wi-Fi. Of all the cards out there and everything that I've tried, the new iFi Mobi is the best. It has a good app to connect to. It transmits well. It's a fast card. And now you can get them in both 16 and 32 gigabyte configurations. The one that I have on the list is a good old 16 gigabyte card for $67. I think it's a terrific gift. The packaging is nice. And it's something that you can give to anyone who's a bit of a technology person, you know, who likes to play. You know, they don't have to be really, they don't have to be IT certified, but they like to play. They have an iPhone or they have an Android device. And their camera takes SD cards. Fantastic gift. Really works well, and I like it a lot. Number two on the list, the Lowepro S&F Lens Exchange Case 100AW. This is a $35 goodie, very reasonably priced because this case is super well made. So it holds like a 16 to 35 millimeter DSLR lens or a 24 to 105, you know, that range. They can be beefy. It won't hold a 70 to 200. It's not that long. There is a 7200 version, but this one is for more the medium telephoto lenses. Now, it also holds many cameras. So, you know, just know that it'll double up that way. And what's cool about the lens exchange is that it has two collapsible areas inside of it. So you can open it up with one hand. You can have it on your belt. It attaches to a belt. And it also comes with a very nice shoulder strap. You can go either way. It has a one-hand pull. So in other words, you can open it with one hand. It opens up. Now you can have a lens in there, and then you have a lens on your camera, and you want to switch. So instead of doing the thing where you put one lens under your arm or hand it to somebody and, you know, they run off with it or anything like that, or they drop it, right? Whoa, I didn't know you were handing me that lens. What you do is in the open pocket on the lens exchange, you put the lens that you take off your camera, then you grab the other lens that's in there, pull that, put that on your camera, and then you zip up the lens exchange with one hand. So in other words, it's like having an extra set of hands, except more dependable, right? Because you're in control of them. So I just think it's terrific. I love it. I have two of them. I have two of the 100s. And then they have the larger 200 for 7200 millimeter lenses. And for $35, I mean, this thing is really nice. So number two on the list, the Lowepro Lens Exchange Case 100AW. I think it's a real winner. Now, in the third position, by the way, these aren't ranked by how good I think they are or anything like this. I just put them in, you know, a random order, not listed by price, nothing like that. I just had to have them in some order, and so this is the order they ended up in. It's like George Carlin says, you know, if you got a table of odds and ends, and they all fall off except one, what do you have left, an odd or an end? I don't know. But what we have in number three position here is one I just talked about recently, and this thing is growing on me. It is the Lollipod Multi-Purpose Ultralight Accessory Stand. And it runs about $55 when you include shipping. They ship it out of the UK, out of Great Britain. That's where it's made, and that's where they're sold. And, you know, I was skeptical about this thing when I read about it. I mean, it's super light. I mean, it weighs 320 grams. That's lighter than most of our compact system cameras. 320 grams, and it extends up to almost 4 feet. And, you know, so when I have it all the way up, it's fantastic for extra lights, for microphones, you know, off-camera flash, iPhone. You can, you know, attach your mobile phone to it. You need a accessory for that, some way to do that. Many of us have those already because it has a regular tripod screw. So whatever you got, you know, will fit in there. And then at the lower levels, it has five sections. So if you collapse it down one level or down two levels, then you can put a lighter camera on there. I can even put the OMD EM1 when I have it down at the low level, which gets it about 24 inches off the ground or so. So it's really handy. It fits in the nimble shoulder bag. It fits almost anywhere that you would keep a compact tripod. It's a lot lighter than my Joby Focus, my Gorillapod Focus, and it takes up less space too. So I like it, and as long as you don't try to put, you know, your DSLR on it, especially when it's extended up, I think you'll have a good experience with it. They're very pretty. They're in these metallic colors. There's a blue, there's a green. I have the mint green metallic color, just gorgeous. Comes in a nice little sack that you can, with a drawstring, so it doesn't bang against other stuff. I like it a lot, and I think it's a terrific gift. Now, the only thing I would say about it is that this is one that you probably wouldn't want to wait till the last minute to order. They did a good job. When I ordered it, I had mine really in about 8 days, I think, because it's coming from the UK to the US here. So just allow a little extra time on this one. And the only place you can buy it is directly from the guys that make it. And I have all the links to it. And then I have my review of it in the show notes. Like I said, I've got the background article and the purchase link. The Lollipod Multi-Purpose Ultralight Accessory Stand, $55. It definitely deserves to be on the list this year. Next up, speaking of being nimble, of course, a lot of these gifts are. It's the Nimble Photographer Gift List. The Nimble Photographer Gift Set, and this is from nimblephotographer.com, and this is designed to make your life easy. The gift set includes the black walking man shoulder bag with embroidered Nimble Photographer on it. It includes the stainless steel Swiss Army 26-ounce water bottle, by the way, that also fits in the bag and doesn't leak. I've tested all of this stuff. Two artisan gift cards and a green, a nimble green holiday gift bag. So literally all you have to do with the Nimble gift set is pull out the gift bag, put the items in it, sign the card, hand it over. You're done. You don't have to go get anything. Probably the only thing that you might want to add, if you want to go fancy schmancy, is a little bit of wrapping tissue, you know, the white wrapping tissue. Stuff a little bit of that in there, and you're ready to go. $39, $39.95, and it's look sharp. And the nice thing about it is it's great for nimble photographers who are out in the field. It's also great for travelers and for people who just like, you know, hanging out in parks and taking afternoon walks. The Nimble Photographer gift set has the Walking Man shoulder bag and the Swiss Army stainless steel 26-ounce water bottle. Very sharp looking. You can see it over at thenimblephotographer.com. And of course, I have the link to it in the show notes. Next position, the Joby Gorillapod Micro 800 tripod. I have two of these and I just love them. It's $20. $20 for this little guy. It's an all metal and it folds up and actually you can screw into the bottom of your camera in the tripod socket and just stay there. It kind of folds up that compactly. But it has a micro positioning ball that allows for about 36 degrees of movement in any direction, and it really stays where you put it. So I use it a lot. I'll put this little micro 800 tripod on the camera, let's say my OMD or my Fujifilm X20, one of those, and then put it on a picnic table and position it. Put it on a fence post in position. I put it on all sorts. I've used it so many places because the footprint on it isn't very big, yet it's very stable. Very nice. Fits anywhere in your camera bag. $20. It's slick. And, of course, I have the background article and the link to purchase it in the show notes. So Joby Gorillapod Micro 800 tripod. It's a deal. It's really a sweet little accessory that would make a terrific gift. All right, next item. The Flashpoint 24-inch one-handed reflector and calibration target. And again, this is $20. This is from Adorama. Now, I use this thing all the time. I like working with disc reflectors. The problem is, when you're working by yourself, you have to have someone else hold them. The way that this 24-inch is designed, this reflector, is that you can hold it with one hand. So you can be holding the camera in one hand and then using the reflector in the other. And it works great. It's a silver reflector. It really bounces a lot of light at your photo subject. And then on the other side, it has a black and a white and a gray target that you can use for exposure balancing or color balancing. And so a lot of times at the beginning of the shoot, if I'm in some kind of weird lighting, I'll just have the subject hold that up, the target side, and then I have a gray, black, and white that I can use the eyedropper on. So it's just very handy. Reflector on one side, color balancing target on the other. You can hold it with one hand. It's only $20. It's the Flashpoint 24-inch one-handed reflector and calibration target. It's a winner, and for anyone especially that likes doing portraiture, I think it's a particularly nice gift. Next item is for those who have Micro Four Thirds cameras, the Panasonic G series or the Olympus Pen or the Olympus OMD series, any of those. It is the Olympus 15mm F8 body lens cap for $59. It looks like an Oreo cookie. It really does, even with the edges that it has on it. So it's literally like a body cap. It takes up about as much space. So if you have two cameras and you like to carry a backup camera with you, that, you know, where it doesn't take up much space, you can put this body cap lens on there by Olympus, and it will serve as a body cap, except that if you're in a pinch and you need to grab a picture, you just open up the body cap. It has a little lever on it, and it can take shots. And it takes shots quickly because it's a fixed focal length, and it's at f8, and the 15 millimeter works out to be like a 30 millimeter lens, so it's a medium wide, and you can just grab a quick shot with it. So your body cap allows you to take pictures, and that, it's really fun. It's a pancake lens. It's easy to use. It's affordable. And, I have two lenses on here. The other one I'll get to in a minute. But, how often do we get to give someone a lens as a gift? You know, usually lenses are just, at least in the circles I run in, out of the holiday gift price range. But this little guy for someone that shoots Micro Four Thirds is a great little gift. I have the link and both the background article in the show notes. It's the Olympus 15mm f8 body cap lens for Micro Four Thirds. Next item, the Expo Imaging Rogue Flashbender Small Positionable Reflector for $35. I use this thing all the time. Now, I have the whole collection of Rogue Flashbenders. And I think on last year's gift guide, I put the Master Collection, which was about $199. Fact of the matter is, this is the one that I use 75% of the time. It's nice. It has a horizontal orientation. It's great for small group shots. It's great for portraits. You can wrap it around and make a tube with it. You can open it up and have a nice broad. And the way that it works is that you take your electronic flash, your hot shoe flash, you point the flash head up, and then you put this reflector on it, and then you shape the reflector to get the light the way that you want it. And it improves, it reduces shadows, it opens up the eye. It does a really nice job. It doesn't have the harshness of a direct flash, but it has more eye twinkle than straight bounce flash. And the thing that I like about the flash benders, in addition to that you can shape them and do all that stuff, is that they hardly take up any space. They lay flat in your camera bag. So you can stash them in any sleeve, between pockets, anywhere where you just have a little bit of space. I mean, they're thinner than an iPad. That's how thin they are. They hold up great. I've been using mine for a long time. They look just like they looked when I bought them. And so you can get this one here for $35. And I have the link to it. And then I also have an article about how I'm using the flash benders for portraits. And you can check that out. But I think it's a really nice tool. Now, the thing is, you just want to make sure that whoever you're buying it for, they have an external flash. It fits on any external flash. I've never had one that it doesn't fit on, and I got a variety of flashes here, believe me. So long as you know they have an external hot shoe flash where the head will angle up, then you're in business here. And probably most of the photographers I'm hoping they have a flash. Yeah, you never know these days, right? Anyway, so that is the Expo Imaging Rogue Flashbender Small Positional Reflector for $35. Such a nice deal. All right, next up, number 9. We're to number 9. Sounds like a Beatles song, right? Okay, the Canon 40mm pancake lens. This was on last year's list, and I'm putting it on this year's list again, because if you have a Canon DSLR shooter in your life and they don't have this lens, they are missing out on a lot of fun. Unlike the Olympus body cap lens is terrific. I mean, I like it a lot. I have one and I use it. But, it has limited abilities. It's more of a body cap that allows you to take pictures. The thing that's different about the Canon lens, it's a real lens. It's f2.8, so it's got a fair amount of speed. It focuses very smoothly, very fast. It even has good close-up focusing ability. And I just leave it on my 70D around the studio all the time. It's my general shooting lens. And the thing about the way it's designed is, when you look at the camera, it has the top housing where the pop-up flashes, and that kind of extends over the front face of the camera. you put this lens on there, this 40 millimeter f2.8 lens, and it takes up about the same amount of space underneath that housing extends. So in other words, you're not adding any depth to the camera at all by putting this lens on there, yet it works really well. So I'm just very high on it, and it's not too often that we get to give someone for $149 a quality lens, you know, something that's really nice. So if you have a little extra money in your budget and you have a Canon shooter in your life and they don't have this lens, I think they'll love it. It is sweet. The Canon 40mm f2.8 STM pancake lens. All right, last item, number 10 on our list, and this is just for fun. This is an $8 item, but is the photographer parking only sign. And it's one of these cute signs that you can put, you know, on the garage, in the driveway there or wherever. And it says, you know, parking only for photographers. And what I really love is that it has a warning, you know, violators will be shot. It's so good. And it has pictured a camera, and it's really nicely done. It's a fun gift. It's an $8 gift. You can order it from Amazon. I have the link in there. And I think, you know, if you just, especially if you're already ordering something from Amazon, this, you know, you could add it in and it won't cost you very much. And I'm sure it will get a big smile. So that is our list. I'm just going to motor through it just one more time, just to make sure those of you that are just listening only, that you get all of the items. Number one, the iFi Mobi card, a 16 gigabyte card for $67. Number two, LowPro lens exchange case, and that one is $35. The Lollipod multi-purpose accessory stand, $55. Nimble Photographer gift set, $39. Joby Gorillapod Micro 800, $20. Flashpoint one-handed reflector and calibration target, $20. Olympus body cap lens, $59. Expo Imaging flash bender, $35. Canon 40mm pancake lens, $149. And the photographer parking only sign, $8. And that is our holiday gift list for 2013. Okay, let's take care of a little virtual camera club business. Our photo assignment for this month, not very much time left, is Critters. And we're getting some fun shots in. You still have time. And I, you know, in my brain, I'm thinking close-up shots of critters. But, you know, critters can be all sorts of things. I'll leave it up to you. I'm looking forward to this gallery. It'll be, I don't know, it should be a kick. It should be a smiler. And it is sponsored by, you know, thank goodness we have these guys, SizzlePix, SizzlePix.com. And they're having their own holiday special. I didn't put them in the gift guide because I knew I was going to talk about it afterwards. And the way that it's working right now, if you order two SizzlePix and you put The Digital Story or TDS in the comments field of your order, you'll get a 25% discount off the second one. And that's any size that you order. So if you're thinking SizzlePix for a holiday gift, which is not a bad idea, you can get that second one. You can save some money. And the cool thing, in addition to that, they'll have free shipping to any U.S. mainland address. So that is another. Add that to the list. Make that item 11. SizzlePix.com, and they have a tile on every page of The Digital Story. Also, you know, I mentioned it while we're talking, but if you're ordering through Amazon or B&H, if you just go to The Digital Story first, and in that second column, you know, we have about halfway down that second column, I have, you know, what we call an ad tile for B&H, and we have an ad tile for Amazon. And they're usually, you know, they're pushing some sort of little photography thing in there. You can just click on it, or you can click on the logo there, and it'll take you over to their site. Once you're over their site, then anything that you do there, as part of our affiliate program, and it helps support the site. So I just wanted to remind you of that while you're doing your holiday shopping online. If you're going to shop at any of those two places, go to the digital story first, and you can, it's an easy way to help out the podcast. Very easy. And then lastly, I want to mention our friends over at Red River Paper and those gift cards that I told you that will be in the Nimble Photographer gift set. Those are printed on Red River Paper. So if you happen to get one of those gift sets, you will get one of those gift cards, and they're slick. They're really nice. And we're getting close now where probably, you know, if you want your holiday supplies, for printing out of your inkjet printer, you might want to hop on it because it's creeping up. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving is late this year, and I think it's got everyone thrown off. You know, people start talking about Black Friday earlier than they should because all the retailers are weirded out about how late Thanksgiving is. But the fact of the matter is, it's Christmas is a month away, and if you're going to create fine art cards for gifts or anything like that, you might want to get your paper now. I'm just saying. And if you do, get it from Red River Paper. They have a tile on all the sites, and it takes you right over to their landing page. And they have a terrific Facebook page, facebook.com/RedRiverPaper. All right, well, I think that's going to do it for me. I'm probably, when you're listening to this, I'm on the road to Southern California. I have all my families down there, and so we're doing the Thanksgiving thing together, a road trip. And in fact, I wrote a post on the Nimble Journal about road trip. If you like that kind of stuff, you might want to hop over to the Nimble Photographer, click on the journal link, and check out Road Trip and all the other journal entries that are going on there. And I think I'm going to stop talking now because I seem to have lost the power of speech. So those of you that celebrate Thanksgiving, those of you here in the U.S., have a great holiday. Enjoy your family. Enjoy some good food. Those of you that don't celebrate Thanksgiving, have a great week. And regardless, as I'll meet back here next week, I've got more good stuff to talk about, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.